If I may be boastful for a moment here, let me just say that you are listening to the voice of a very brave man. I didn't realize I was brave. In fact, I've lived my life fairly oblivious to my own courage for, lo, these many years. But at a recent Sedgwick County Commission meeting, Commissioner Richard Ranzau proposed allowing folks with concealed carry handgun permits to tote their pistols into many county buildings, including mental health facilities. Commissioner Carl Peter John agreed, saying, "I feel safer in a building where concealed carry is allowed." That's when it dawned on me that I am apparently impervious to fear. I was just at the tag office a couple of months ago, completely unarmed, and never once got the shakes. All around me were dangerous mothers holding suspicious-looking babies, senior citizens masking their hatred for me behind a facade of feebleness, and ordinary working stiffs who surely would have knifed me in the back had they been given half a chance. But I sat there with nerves of steel, nary a drop of sweat on my brow. Never once did I get the urge to creep my hand into my pocket and feel the reassurance of a Glock 17. I guess the world is a scary place to some folks. I have to assume that based on their need to carry a lethal weapon with them at all times, they live lives full of suspicion and dark dread of their fellow man. I can't imagine how that must feel. Sure, sometimes I'll walk around with a banjo, but it's in a case with several latches on it, and I doubt I could unholster it quickly enough to defend myself against evildoers. Call me a brave son of a gun, but I don't believe Sedgwick County buildings are frightening enough to warrant gun carrying. Sorry, Commissioners Ranzau and Peter John. Besides, hasn't it been hot enough for you this summer around here? Why do you need to pack heat into air-conditioned buildings? For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.